Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us in our time of worship. I hope you are continuing to keep safe and well. Please be assured that you are always in our thoughts and prayers. Even though we are not able to gather together during this time in our sanctuary, could I please remind us to remain faithful in our prayers and our study of God's holy word, remembering that the Lord is with us wherever we are. As we worship, may our hearts and minds be open to God's presence. Today, Grace and Shona will be joining me as we lead our worship. Let us join together to sing hymn number 459, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Prayers of adoration, confession, and supplication. Our loving God, we come before you on this second Sunday of Easter to praise and adore you. Thank you for being with us in all our joys and sorrows, for your comfort in our sadness, your companionship in our loneliness. We give thanks to you for friends and family, for health, and for your grace. We praise you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and rose again to give us new life. Forgive us, O Lord, for our hesitance to live the resurrection life. Forgive us when, like the disciples, we find the truth of Easter hard to believe. Come to us, risen Christ. Come through the closed doors of our hearts and take away our fears and our doubts. Come to us, risen Christ, and fill us with the peace of your presence. As we meet and worship together in our homes and in different places, we ask you, God, to please open our eyes to the glory of the risen Christ, our hearts to the wonders of the cross, and our hands to the service of your kingdom. Help us, O God, to bring all that we are to you, so that we might experience your touch upon all aspects of our lives. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen. And now, Grace, we take our reading for the day.
Today's reading is from John chapter 20, reading verses 19 to 31. Let us hear the word of God. Jesus appears to his disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked from fear of Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them the hands and the side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. Jesus appears to Thomas. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it. A week later his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the door was locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your hands here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it onto my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, My Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus did other miracles, signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but they are written, You may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by the believing you may have life in his name. May God add his blessing to his word. Amen.
May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It has been 1 week since Easter. 1 week since we shouted, Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Over 2,000 years ago, on the very first Easter evening, some of Jesus' disciples were hiding away in a room. They were all really terrified, and as such, had even locked the door so that no one could come in. I don't know what you do when you are afraid, but some people hide from the things that they are frightened of. The disciples were really scared that they were going to be arrested and put to death, like Jesus had been a few days earlier. This man has seen the way that the Jewish leaders had arrested and killed Jesus, and they thought that the same thing might happen to them. The Bible tells us that Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. When Jesus saw how frightened his followers were, he gave them his gift of peace. Peace that sets them free from their fear. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so when we are scared, we can turn to him and ask for his gift of peace. We live in a world with much to cause fear. The fear of terrorists, of illness, of sudden death, of broken relationships, fears of losing our jobs. The coronavirus has brought most of the world to a grinding halt, as schools and businesses are closed and the stock market plunged. However, restricted movement is not the same as being still. Many hearts have raced in fear and panic during this worldwide pandemic. But Jesus said and still says, "Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid." In John chapter 14, verse 27. God speaks through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, saying, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Fear is often a negative imagination of the future that has not happened. It is helpful to let go of the future we want and to trust that God has a future that is best. The command by God, "Do not fear," does not mean that we may not experience life difficulties. But it does mean that the life and peace of Jesus' resurrection enables us to live through such circumstances. God's people can have peace. We can drop our worries at His feet. We can be still, as recorded in Psalm number 46. We can let go of our disappointments and rest in God's unchanging character. He remains our fortress in times of trouble. God cares about what happens in our lives. We have the promise that God will never abandon us and that He will always be there with us. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, we read, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." At the heart of the peace Jesus gives us is a commission, is a call to duty. "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." In these challenging times, we are called to give help and hope to others. Jesus blesses us with faith and hope so that we can bless those around us with faith and hope. So be a blessing to others by being a voice of calm, a voice of hope, and a voice of faith. And maybe we can even introduce them to the one who removes our fear, the Prince of Peace, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And now I will invite Shona to take our intercessory prayers, after which we will sing the closing hymn, hymn number 458, "At the Name of Jesus, Every Knee Shall Bow."
Let us pray. During this difficult time, Lord, the words of a hymn come into my mind. It is, "Be still and know that I am God." We must take this time to still our minds and hand things over to you. At this time, we have no excuse to not having a minute to pray or time to read your words. Everyone should cherish a quiet time and take time to pray and appreciate what you did for us on the cross. When this season is over, we must think of the positive things that we have learned. It was announced this week that more people are tuning into religious services than has been done for a long while. Myself, Lord, have enjoyed listening to a lot of different services from many places, and they all have added such a different side to your wonderful word. The Easter address seemed all the more poignant this year. It was written in Psalm 62, verse 1 to 3 of the Message, "God, the one and only. I'll wait for you as long as He said. Everything I need comes from Him, so why not?" And in verse 11, God said this once and for all. "How many times have I heard it repeated? Strength comes straight from God." Let us keep this strength going. Encourage others when they need you. Show that with your help, you can conquer this virus. And when everything returns to normal, Make this time one of positive thoughts, of what we have learned and how much we have enjoyed our time with you. Instead of going back to our normal rushing about busy lives, let us learn what is important and what is not. Lord, put your loving, healing arms around those in need and feeling sick or lonely. We trust you, Lord, to rebuild our world and make it clean again. Thank you, Lord, for listening to us, guiding us and protecting us. In your wonderful name, amen.
The Lord Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." May the blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.